Okay, well, it is Tuesday, February the 13th, and it is time for Campus Connection. That's when we hear about what's happening with Petersburg School District. And joining me here in the studio. Okay. Is Superintendent Erica Kluepainter and Board President Marla Tomsky. Can you introduce yourselves, and I'll see if the mics are working.
Hi, Angela. Great to be here this afternoon.
Hello.
Can you hear in your headphones?
No, I cannot.
I can't do
okay.
It. Oh, wait. Now I sort of can.
Okay.
I think.
I'll turn you up here just so we're...
There. Perfect.
All able to hear. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, so tonight is a regular meeting. It starts at 7, but there's stuff happening before the 7 o'clock meeting. There's an executive session at 6 to go over the principal's evaluations, right? Mm-hmm. And then a student recognition and reception in the commons at 6:30, and that's open to the public, right?
It's open to the public,
okay,
yes.
And what's that about? What's the reception about? People want to know.
We are recognizing students who have received achievements in student activities within the last quarter. So I know that there are music will be a large portion of who we're recognizing.
Oh, the jazz band got second place in Washington not that long ago at a festival.
So it will be people, I think, that went to, like, honor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, Region 5 activities for music and wrestling, I think, is in there. It's kind of the winter sports that are being recognized tonight.
Okay.
So I think there's about 30 kids that are being recognized. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And also tonight you will be talking about the calendar. That's kind of a big deal, it seems like, in that it's changing from this year, if you want to look at it that way. The proposed close date is pretty much the same. It's just one day different from May 30th to... or the 31st to the 30th, something like that, and then, but the start would be a little bit earlier in August, right?
Actually, it's not too much earlier. What we did change for next year is we, last couple of years, we've had a lot of mandated trainings from the state level that we have to do before school starts, so we've actually ended up increasing the number of in-service days before the school year, so we had 4 this year. It's pretty intense overload for staff. So we actually moved, we kind of shortened it to 3. We moved, you know, we kind of spread the days out a little bit over the year. So we put one back in to February, which will not be a vacation day for staff, but it will be a vacation day for kids. It's President's Day. So it'll just be an in-service day for staff that day. So just kind of spreading it out a little bit. It's pretty brain heavy for those first few days, you know, before the kids come. And so it's relatively similar to this year's calendar in that sense, and the kids will start on the 27th if it gets adopted, and Christmas, you know, there's always lots of conversations about Christmas vacation and travel and how close we are to the 24th and where it is and spring break, but I think it's a reasonable calendar with, you know, good breaks between and some good opportunities for learning.
Thanksgiving, Christmas looked similar to last year when I glanced at it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 2 weeks for Christmas and then maybe 3 days off for Thanksgiving with the conferences happening right before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yeah, for kids, I think they have an early release, so it's like 3.5 days. Or
Yes.
They do.
Well, there's a couple things that have definitely been on people's minds in the community involving local teenagers. And I think one of the things you may or may not be able to talk a lot about. And so the first one I wanted to ask you about is that there's 2 local teenagers who have been allegedly involved in crimes of hitting deer with their truck. Now, I'm wondering if the school is involved in any way. From my understanding, no.
Right. It's a situation that did happen outside of the school. It was reported to the troopers by, I think, a number of people in the community. There were kids in the school who certainly had access to the video that came forward, which was good. They did report it. It had already been brought to the troopers' attention. So at this point, it's in the hands of the authorities in that sense. So as far as meeting out any consequences there, that's happening at the trooper level. So
okay. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we've heard reports that there was drinking at the homecoming dance last weekend to the point that two teenagers were sent to the hospital. Mm-hmm. That is connected to the school.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's connected to the school, and clearly we can't, you know, address any specifics about students who may or may not have been involved in the situation. But yeah, there's going to be some discussion about, you know, procedures there. Clearly, the priority is safety and focusing on speaking with our kids, all of us speaking with our kids at school and parents about reinforcing, you know, making better choices and being smarter about it and doing what you need to be doing that's within the law and being safe. So it was a busy weekend. It was not fun.
Now, for those who don't know, where is the homecoming dance? It's not at the school.
This dance, it's often in different locations. This was at the AMB Hall.
Okay.
So there, you know, there's a lot of factors, I mean, that play into things, and kids make decisions that are not good at times, and adults respond and react, and then we make adjustments, you know, moving forward, looking at future dances as well. And, you know, we don't want to disallow, you know, or say, well, the easiest thing to do is just, we're not doing any more dances. You know, that's it. That's the answer. And that's not the answer. You know, it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to reinforce lessons with kids. It's an opportunity to have really good conversations at times when it's really fresh in kids' minds. It's real. So those opportunities, we're going to take advantage of those opportunities. We've had, you know, there's a lot of people, of course, are concerned, and rightfully so. And I think a lot of people are having good conversations with their kids about the dangers, you know, that are out there. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, kids, people get kind of complacent about things, you know, it won't happen to me, it can't happen to me, and you know, there's just a lot of opportunities for things to go badly really quickly. So hopefully a learning opportunity for kids, and hopefully a learning opportunity, you know, for the ones involved, but also for others around. Lots of conversations happening at school that are pretty meaningful. I think a lot of the kids are wanting to talk about some things. You know, we've had a lot of suggestions about, you know, well, they need another assembly, or they need, you know, more information about the science behind, you know, what happens to the brain and that sort of thing. And we do that. I mean, we, you know, that's part of our instruction in classes. But, you know, if you've ever spent time with teenagers, they're interested in science, but it doesn't become real until it's real and it's somebody they know, and it hits them in a different way. So opportunity for learning. That's what I would say about that. And right. Procedures moving forward for
right.
Dances. So, yeah.
Well, it's a small town, and we've definitely, you know,
yeah.
People talk. And so, like
sure.
You say, it's happening. People are talking at the school, too, as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to the meeting tonight. Mm-hmm. On the agenda, it looks like there's a couple teachers from the middle and high school resigning, and then there's a couple staff who are retiring. And mm-hmm. As a district, how do you go about replacing them? Is that right when they – do you start seeking people right when they turn in their letters, or is there a certain date at which that starts?
We do. A couple of the classified staff, we had one of our classified staff that actually resigned last week, and she's having a baby, and she's, you know, her life is – moving in some different directions, so we were sad to see her go, but, you know, so that prompted some kind of immediate changes and shifts in staffing, so we're working with that right now. A couple of people who have let us know that they're retiring at the end of the year, or at least one person that has, and she's been with us a long time, Cheryl O'Neill, very valued employee in our district, and so she's with us finishing out the year, and then Kelly Peterson, longtime swim aide. She's retiring next fall, so she's giving us a little time to transition, which is good. It's a big job.
Yeah, she works with a lot of the grade school kids.
She does.
At the pool.
Yeah, and she's amazing. She's been here, you know, a long time. She's pretty amazing fixture in our community. So she's retiring next fall. And then our two teachers, when they have resigned, of course, we wish them well in their next adventures. I don't want to blow the news of at least one of them that's doing something kind of exciting in her future, but I'll let her share that at some point. But, you know, so we're wishing them well in their next journeys. And then, of course, just knowing that, you know, if they've made a decision to move on, that it's helpful to do it early enough in the year that we can, you know, get things posted and start looking. So we've done that already. So jobs are being posted, and we'll be working through the interview process here in the next, probably the next month, mm-hmm. to try to find some good, great new people to come in too. And we're sad to see a couple of our new teachers move on. So, but wish them well on their next adventure, I guess. Yep. So.
Okay. What else is on the agenda that the public might want to know about?
Oh, what else is going on?
It's not quite the end of the year, definitely, and it's not the beginning of the year. We're kind of like in the middle.
Yeah, February is an interesting time. Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, Erica will be giving us an update on the strategic plan that we put into place, that the board voted on how that's going to start rolling out and how mm-hmm. those committees will be formed and start taking action on those items that the committees bring forward. So.
Yeah.
We'll hear a little bit about that, and I think we'll hear a little bit about the Alaska Education Challenge from Commissioner.
Yep, the governor and the commissioner both. Yep, last year that was
for the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a resolution for the whole state, for school districts to jump on board.
Yeah, they're asking the districts to. So the governor last spring, I don't know if people remember that, but you know, he the governor kind of laid down this. Well, it was a challenge. It was an education challenge. You know, how are we going to really sort of transform what's happening, knowing that we're living in this really difficult financial time, you know, moving forward? And lots of things, you know, of course, lots of things up in the air, kind of. So he kind of laid out this challenge, and for lack of a better word, and they brought together a group of people from lots of different walks of life around the state, kind of like our strategic planning mm-hmm. effort actually locally, where you just, you know, you bring in lots of different people who are parents, business owners, community members, staff, and they brought together a group that worked through what, you know, he had kind of laid out these, you know, these commitments and wanted people to make some decisions about what might be some ways to move forward. So they're asking that it would be powerful if each district might consider, you know, just adopting these commitments to kids. And the commitments have been kind of boiled down to increasing student success, cultivating safety and well-being, and supporting responsible and reflective learners, which was perfectly ties in with what we're already doing with our strategic plan and ties in really to most strategic plans. I don't think anybody could argue with any of those commitments that they would be clearly important, you know, to have. So, yeah, so I think that resolution is coming forward. And
tell me a little bit about the strategic plan that's in place, and then you're trying to form committees at this point, or they're already there? You want to form committees?
Well, if there are people who want to get involved at this point, yes, we would love to have new faces come on board. But the strategic committee, the original one, was made up of several people who all then mm-hmm. said, keep me in the loop, you know, I want to keep at this. So there is like a base of people that will likely keep working on these priorities.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, any feedback, any people who would like to come in and put a little time in, we'd love to have them.
Yeah.
So the priorities were kind of identified back in November?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some specific goals, you know, outlined, but as far as basic strategies out there, we need to Petersburgize it, I guess is what I would say. You know, we need to have it be more specific to what
it looks like in our district. You mm-hmm. know, what does it look like to have continuous learning? What, how would that play out in mm-hmm. each of those different schools? And, you know, what kind of steps would we take to measure that?
Yeah. And I think the other thing that the facilitator that came in and worked with the group, she really kept reminding everybody of that too, that she said this is really it's a strategic plan for the district, but it's really a community plan. I mean, it's really based on, you know, each one's going to be different because economic needs are different in a community, people's own, the culture of the community, you know, priorities of families, you know, that sort of thing. So she was really clear about that too, that you have to have, you know, people need to sort of, for lack of a better word, buy into what you're doing and want to be part of that. So, you know, whether that's looking at, you know, programs for kids, you know, enhancing partnerships with local businesses, you know, bringing, you know, people in to our schools, bringing people into our programs. Some of the feedback that actually came from it was even just like our, like the water bottles that we had last weekend at the couple weekends at the dance. There's a piece of equipment that was purchased, you know, by the vocational education program, and this is a fun thing to do with it, but it has a lot of other abilities. But that's something that kind of came as a partnership with even talking with local businesses. Would this be something that, you know, might be a neat thing for our kids to learn how to do? Plus, it's a great, you know, it's a great project for the kids. It's a nice public PR thing too. So,
And there was a lot of talk in the strategic plan about preparing students for their future and what their future looks like. And it doesn't look just like one future. It's not just all of our students getting into college. It's not just all of our students going into a trade school. It's not, you know, what does their future look like and how can we prepare them to be ready for it? And how can we prepare them to be able to continue learning in those different ways? I know that was one of the main goals, the overarching goals that we had. And then it all trickles down from there. So the committee then decides, okay, so how are we going to prepare all of our students for the future? And what programs do we need to put in place, or what programs do we need to phase out, et cetera? So.
Yeah. And looking locally and then looking beyond here too, I think is that important balance too. You know, what are things that are very specific to this community? And then, you know, what are things that kids need to be successful in other areas, you know, as well? So.
I could see where it would be very kind of community-centered because every community has their priorities and they can be just a little bit different. And what people want.
And it was a great group. I mean, it really was. It was just a great cross-section of people from the community. They were excellent, and they were all, every one of them said they'd be willing to, you know, participate in these work groups, you know, moving forward. So we just need to regather people and add to it and let people start working on it, I think. So, yeah.
Anything else at the meeting tonight they want to touch on? I know there's a Friday night thing happening. It's a grade school fundraiser, I believe.
The Hawaiian Hangout.
Yes.
Happening this weekend.
That's, I probably will be attending.
Partners in Education.
Yeah. PI.
Is hosting that. PI is hosting that as a fundraiser for their group. And yes, I believe that all school age, grade school age kids and their younger brothers and sisters are welcome to attend. They do ask that you bring a parent or a guardian, some adult that's kind of keeping an eye on what the kids are doing.
Yeah.
And there's...
That's at the community gym, right?
Community gym. And I think they're, you know, they're calling it the Hawaiian Hangout because it's not just dancing. They'll have other activities that are going on in some of the off-side rooms, the activity rooms and whatnot. So there will be plenty for the kids to do, so it'll be fun.
People can dress up if they want Hawaiian attire.
Exactly. All the snow will bring on those legs. Yeah. And the grass skirts.
The snow will all be gone by then, I'm sure.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, the school board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock in the middle and high school library. KFSK will be broadcasting the meeting live, but it's also open to the public, so people are welcome to come
Absolutely.
To go there themselves if they want.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.